What is good, fam? Welcome back to Zeemer Social. I'm your host, Tony Dustin. If you like what you hear, follow me on Anchor, your iPhone, whatever you're watching this, John. Social media, hit me up on Facebook, Tony Dustin, and want to follow me on Instagram, Tony_Dustin. All right, let's get this shit popping. The song of the day is going to be by my boy, Justin Timberlake, hitting the song Cry Me a River. So, y'all already know this. I'm just going to play it for you. That was Cry Me a River by my boy Justin Timberlake. If you want to hear some more, just hit out Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, all that good shit. Alright, now let's get back to business. I feel like lately I've been trying to cope with the biggest problem about me. I'm realizing my biggest downfall. Well, not even really me. Kind of like a lot of people like in my generation. Is that, like, we want results now. It's just, like, I just hate. No, I don't hate. It inspires me when I see people doing what they love and doing all these different things, and they're actually, like, really advancing the field. But then I'm trying to do it, and I'm just like, fuck, why don't I already have 1 million followers? And then I realize, well, fuck, nigga, you've been doing this for, like, not even 2 weeks yet. I think I need to calm the fuck down and sit down and do my work. And I feel like that's a big problem for this generation. It's really crazy. We go on social media, we go on YouTube, we go on the news, and we see these people do the most amazing things ever. And then you think to yourself, I can't be like them. They're way smarter than me. Their videos are way more quality than me. It's this and it's this and this. But then again, we always forget, like, the process. That one guy that you're watching on YouTube being amazing, yeah, his videos are fucking amazing now, but you should have seen his shit fucking 8 years ago when he only had like 4 views per video. But like, they triumphed. They kept doing it. They saw what worked. They saw what didn't work. And then they grew from that. It's all a big learning thing. People always just see the beginning that they hear about them, and then Z, the results. They don't care about all that shit in the middle. They just think like that shit just never happened. And I've been trying to talk to a lot of people lately of how they've grown their brand, their careers and all that shit. People are just like, everybody, same thing. Dude, the first few years are gonna fucking suck. That's just how it is. But once you finally get like that little kick and you start pumping up, you'll start pumping up. And I'm just trying to show people, like, shit's not going to happen in 2 seconds. I'm sorry. I don't know what get-quick-rich scheme you've been watching on YouTube or whatever, been reading about, but that shit just doesn't happen. And I feel like there's a stigmatism that it does happen, and really, it's not even like that. And I feel like that really annoys me a little bit, that, like, people are in a sense, who the hell is texting me? People are, in a sense, afraid of success, because I feel like everybody knows what it takes to succeed. Like to be a good dancer, everybody knows what it takes. Be a good singer or a performer, it knows what it takes. It takes hard work. It takes practice. It takes going up and on stage, failing sometimes, succeeding others, and just doing it over and over again. Everybody knows what it really takes to be a good whatever, honestly, if I'm being completely honest. But everybody's afraid of the work, because they're just like, what if I spend a month or 2 months and I don't get the results I want? Well then, bitch, you do it a few more fucking months, a few more fucking years. I feel like if you really love something, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're doing it and you're getting better every single day should pump you up. I feel like people need to stop thinking about, like, all right, where you're not at. Don't worry about where you're not at. Worry about where you've come from. So it's like, I mean, yeah, I might not have this many whatevers, but like, since I've started, I've gotten like 100 new followers. Fuck, that's fucking crazy. If you think about it, by buckling down, it's shit like that. People need to stop beating themselves up so much. I feel like it's okay to accept praise for your good hard work. I'm not saying once you reach a little number, oh, you stop and get lazy. Nah, nigga, you keep grinding. You keep grinding every single day. But don't forget to thank yourself along the way. Don't beat yourself for it. Don't ever beat yourself up for it. I mean, there's going to be moments when you, like, really, really fail and you wonder why the fuck you're doing it. But, like, it's just another day to the road. It's okay. I promise. So pretty much, kids, the moral of the story is stop being a bitch. If you want to get shit, you got to do shit. That's all I got to say, yeah. That's it for this episode of Zeemer Social. If you want to find me on social media, hit me up on Facebook, Tony Dustin. Hit me up on the IG. You already know what it is. And welcome to the Marination, guys.